The rocky ridge which you have now reached runs at over 3,000 meters in altitude and separates Val di Sadec from the Val Zabru. Between the two, from west to east, are Cime dei Forni and Cima del Pale Ross. From your current position you can see the long rows of barbed wire, trenches and artillery positions set up by the Italians along the slopes below you. From this position you enjoy a panoramic view of exceptional beauty and appeal with Gran Zabru to the north, at 3,851 meters. To the east the glacier plateau which leads to the peak of Monte Sievedale, 3,769 meters, and, to the south, the north face of Punta San Mateo, at 3,678 meters. Along the ridge between the two Zabru passes, as well as a continuous line of barbed wire, there are a great many rifle and small mountain gun placements and also, around halfway along the ridge, 58mm mortar emplacements, guns which were especially well suited to destroying enemy barbed wire. In May 1917 the peak of Gran Zabru was occupied by Austro-Hungarian troops who set up barracks for soldiers and observation and firing positions. The Italian artillery at Capanna Milano and #8211, now Refugio Quinto Alpini and Bertarelli and #8211, opened fire and bursts of machine gun fire hit enemy positions but to limited effect. All subsequent attempts to drive the enemy off the peak of Gran Zabru were in vain. From this position the Austrian artillery succeeded in shelling the towns of Valferva and Bormio, hitting a number of houses and causing fires between 25 June and 1 July 1917, generating great fear amongst the local population. In the same period various incursions from Austrian planes took place. From a base in Croviana in Val di Sole, the Austro-Hungarian Air Force planes flew over enemy positions to take aerial photographs but were immediately hit by Italian machine gun fire from guns placed in a vertical position on rudimentary wooden pedestals for precisely this purpose. On 8 June 1917 an Austrian reconnaissance plane entered Val Zabru and flew over the Italian Capanna Milano and Baita del Pastor positions before returning to its base from Passo di Zabru where you are currently standing. Hit by Italian machine guns, the plane lost altitude and was obliged to undertake an emergency landing in the upper Sadec Valley. As it landed it turned over and thus broke a wing. Two pilots emerged from the wreck of the plane, one of whom was seriously injured and needed to be held up by the other. From Passo di Sievedale a patrol set off to help, bearing the insignia of the Red Cross and the Italians allowed the two pilots to receive medical treatment.